Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Yo, top table.
Wait, I'm disappointed because we were supposed to be going to Mexico, right? And obviously, what's going on over there now? It's a madness. We're obviously, Loons is going to fill us in with that.
Mm-mm. He's going to do what?
Mm-mm. He's not going to do that. I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think he's going to do that.
I don't know. Obviously, we was going to watch the Jamaica, Cambodia, like all them games there.
New Cambodia.
It's just whatever. Old, new, still there. And it's really, it's brought my spirits down. I'm hearing that they've burnt every Costco down.
Hey, well, they've killed the head of the cartel.
Yeah.
RIP
what
El
cartel?
Mentro.
Sinaloa?
No, CJMG.
Jalisco?
Yeah, CJMG.
Does anyone actually know anything like that was actually going on?
Stop.
I think it's the Mexican army and the American government. They got him and
they kidnapped him first.
Was it? Do we not pay respect to the dead on the show anymore?
Yeah, alright. I said RIP El Mentro.
You done that for Beckham as well the other day, so watch yourself.
Did they kidnap him first?
Well, there was a stage where they were just burning down every petrol station. They were saying, release him. So there was a stage they thought he was alive and they had him, get me? That's when I was seeing it. They were just burning petrol stations, saying, release him.
Why did they get him?
He's a cartel. Pro. He's a cartel.
So it's not because of ICE and all of that?
He was in Mexico, bro. So it's not.
When you say they got him, who's they?
Trump and the Mexican police.
Yeah.
But it's murky waters because the cartel and the police, it's all a little bit
clicked up.
Hey Dan, is it publicly known about you and the cartel?
Hey, why are you pointing at me?
Him, it was you.
Chill out.
That's why he's been shaky. But he's sitting there talking like this.
Isn't it? Why are you? Because I know what you're going to say, and I'll say it here first. So, there's a known thing, allegedly.
Is that poet on your t-shirt?
Yeah, it's poet.
That's it.
Allegedly, any content creators that have spoke about...
not cartel.
What, aliens? What, is that what it is?
You can go on YouTube and look at the video, like... Anyone that's been like American ones, all of that one. Even one in Holland that was cussing El Mentro or CJMG, they got them.
Yeah.
So they got one in Holland. Where they got to go past England to get into Holland. So you man need to focus.
Holland's majorly carteled up though. You know that.
Exactly.
So they're probably there. They've only got a faction there.
There's no food in Holland, man.
They ain't going to do shit.
Don't leak us.
I'm not involved.
What are you talking about? I'm saying that the filthy feathers ain't don't give a shit.
Hey, shut up, man.
Cartel.
Stop it, man.
Aye. Filthy feathers ain't scared no goddamn cartel.
Stop it.
You know what? Maybe you're right.
Please. We're only joking. We're comedians. Oh, listen. But what you said there, you mentioned aliens, yeah? I got told, and now I hope I'm not talking out of term here, but it just shows levels of greatness. But I heard that, so remember I talked about the Aztecs before from Mexico, the civilization that went missing. I heard that the aliens learned from them, like I said, and the cartel are aliens.
What? The cartel aliens.
I take his mic, man. Sub him. Sub him, man.
We're talking about England. England.
England's got a left back dilemma. England's got a left
back. How are we going to that?
It's continents, it's geography.
I think I've mentioned this a few weeks ago. Aliens are back.
Yeah. They're back.
Mate. Egotistical terrestrial.
They're back.
No, but what? You know what's crazy? What? Because you saw a thing say, E.T. What's his face? The president. The ex-president. So you don't think there's aliens here?
Oh my God. Yes, I do. And guess who one has come back as?
Emma.
No, who? Emma? Did you say Emma?
Oi, 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 oi.
Emma?
Oi. Oi,
what have you done there?
That's for you talking about him getting stabbed.
What kind of movie?
That's get back for the stabbing. Yeah, yeah. That's get back for the stabbing.
Thank you.
That's get back for the stabbing.
We're talking about my baby mum, yeah.
I'm not agreeing with
it. You agree with that?
I'm not agreeing with it. No, no, no. I just know no behaviour.
Calling my baby mum aliens, okay.
I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
And she's more than just baby mum. She's like everything.
Who was you going to say? Yeah, she's everything.
Hey, seriously. Forget this. It's not on camera. I apologise. I'm sorry.
No, no. Put it on camera.
I don't know.
Put it on camera. I'm apologising. It's all good. It's all good, it's all good. Yeah, big mash tan man apologizing. No, but for real, wait. Maxine Gillane.
Ooh.
Have you seen the new pictures of her?
She's still in jail.
No, she's in jail.
Bruv, she's all different.
She's alive.
Bruv.
So yeah, she's alive, yeah.
Her eyelids have changed. Her nose has got wider. It's a different person.
She's got hider trim as well.
Yeah.
That's what jail does to you, bro.
No, brother, I'm telling you.
Bro, it's what jail does to you, bro.
There's bare aliens. We're just not clocking.
Go new.
Now then, watch this, boys. I just want to show you, like, it's madness. It's fucking crazy.
I love that, man. Think the truth for the Google, you know, man. Think the truth for the Google.
It's not going to show me. They've cleared it. They've cleared it. I swear to God. They've cleared it.
It was there.
It was there. It was there. It was there. They've cleared it. The invisible man. We say it was there, yeah?
That's crazy. But
that's crazy.
Let's get back to the Battle of Britain left backs.
England.
The Battle of Britain's left backs.
Olympics.
Britain.
Olympics.
Winter Olympics.
England. Yeah, England. That would insinuate, yeah.
England, same thing.
England, please.
You know, it's the same. Everybody knows England's the most important thing in Britain. Let's not do
it. Stop it. You're being very bad today, bro. I'm very disrespectful to cultures and all the rest of it. Yeah, everyone. Man.
Yeah. Lowe, England,
like,
bro.
Hey, get that away from him, bruv.
I think Andrew Mountbatten Whitten or whatever his name is should played here.
That's your brethren.
How's that my brethren?
Who's that? Oh my God. That's his name, isn't it?
I was thinking it was some youth. Yeah, some youth player.
Stop, boys. We're talking about left backs.
Wait, didn't you used to shop to him?
No, what?
I'm gonna walk off.
Whoa. Conspiracy.
Guys, we have to find a way.
We've got to find a way to get through this game.
You lot started
the
bad.
Yeah, you lot take the mantle.
You lot set the pace.
Okay, cool.
The queen, you know, the king.
Cool. I'm telling you, we've got Nico O'Reilly, he's 20. We've got Lewis Hall, 21.
Baller.
And they scored all the goals during the Newcastle Man City game.
That's crazy.
That's serious. So that means the left back's in good hands, no?
He wasn't playing left back. He's
in the middle.
He's a left back.
He's moved forward. No, he's not. He's
like
Trent and he's like Reece James, bro.
No, he's not. He's an actual 10.
10?
He's a 10.
He played on the wing yesterday.
Hang on.
Yeah, but he broke into the team. As a
left back, yeah.
So, yeah, he's like Reece.
But he's been playing forward. So when he got those goals now, it's when he's played forward in his...
I hear that, but what are we doing there? So what are you putting him as? Because like Trent played midfield. Skelly plays midfield. They break into the team where they break into the team.
No, no, but I'm saying...
All right. See does that.
He got into the team as a left back, yeah? Because that's where he fitted him in and he done well. I'm saying the last, I don't know how many games.
Three,
left to
four?
Get, probably more, I think. He's played higher. He's played higher because now he's where he should be.
I want to have a conversation, 1 second, guys, because I want to have a conversation about England's left back options. Are you telling me not to put Nico O'Reilly in there?
Yeah.
No, no. He's not going to play for England if he plays anywhere further up
the
pitch.
Then he waits and gets and waits and waits.
I love Miles. I love Miles, dear.
For the sake of the show, I'm going to put him in there because, like I said, that's where he broke into the team. Like Luz is saying, if he got any hope of going with England, it's going to be a left back.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to be at midfield. So we're going to put Nico O'Reilly there. Obviously, I've mentioned Lewis Hall. We've got other options. Tyreek Mitchell.
I like him.
Tino Livermento.
Right back, though.
Rico Lewis.
Livermento can play either side.
I won't take a right back.
Absolute rude boy. Livermento's an absolute rude boy.
Injured though.
Obviously, there's Luke Shaw. He's coming into good form. He's had a good season.
The baddest.
He's had a good season. He's always good in the England shirt as well. So I think it's definitely worth a conversation. And then you got MLS.
What, USA?
Miles Lewis Skelly, I think.
Bit of a liability. Good footballer though.
Who's the obvious one that starts there?
For me, it's Luke Shaw.
These four here.
And Lewis Hall and O'Reilly.
Still don't know, man.
For me, it's Lewis Hall. Lewis Hall is...
Luke Shaw.
Lewis Hall's insane.
For me, it's Nico O'Reilly, then Hall, I'll take Tyreek Mitchell, man.
Nah.
I like him, man.
You don't get it done.
Let me ask Lippy or Dan. You two seem less hyped today, yeah? So.
ask me.
No.
What'll I do? Do
you actually rate, and I'm not saying he's not a good player, but have we actually watched Nico O'Reilly and we rate him as a left back? What's his strengths? That's not you. I'm not talking to you. What's his strengths? What's like, what, like, what has he played? Let's teach
me. All right,
me.
You said not me, but it's going to go into me because I noticed him. Bro, if you're playing a possession game, Steve-O, you ask the question and I'm answering it. Come on, man. And if you're playing a possession game, you need those are the type of players you would rather in those positions other than a raw left back that's just good for defending. If you're in possession of the ball a higher percentage of the time, someone that can break lines with passes, go forward is going to be a threat as well. Good delivery. Yeah, it's him.
What's his strengths?
On the ball, bro. If you're gonna have the ball, if you're a team like England and your whole dynamics and style of play is possession, you want a left back like him, like you would want a right back like Trent or Reece James. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, bro?
Sorry, in my opinion, it will be obviously he's got a good technical level. He's good on the ball. You get me, like good passing. I haven't seen much range, but like short passing, you can get involved. So he can play there. He's a good runner. You know what I'm trying to say? He's like powerful athlete. No, it's industry there. You get me? Like, I think being a strong runner is important. And that's even why he can be successful in the Premier League. There's a goal threat there. He's good in the air on set pieces. Whether he finishes as a left back or he goes centre midfield, just as a footballer in general, you can see he's a good footballer. Mm-hmm.
Is he a wing back though? Could he be a wing back?
No. And I don't even know if he is that sort of...
The reason I say that is the England manager is Tommy Tuchel, who was in Grove the other day. And
it's important information.
Just walking around. He was just walking around in Grove, huh?
Not rich people live around.
No, he was on Portobello Road, just walking around.
That's rich people.
I can't believe it. He loves a 3-4-3 or a 3-5-2 or whatever it is. So someone here who's a little bit more... dynamic, not even mobile, just a little bit clever, who's got a little bit of nous, because it's all about timing.
Who's actually got a left back brain.
Exactly, but you need to be able to play high as
well. I'll be honest, you lot are missing it, man.
He's been playing four though.
Who? But I'm looking at this, and I think Hall's
the best one there.
I'm thinking for that system that Tommy might play.
He's not going to play that 3-4-3, bro. He's been playing four.
It could still be Luke Shaw.
I was just about to say that. You lot are missing a trick.
Yeah.
You lot are missing a trick.
If Luke's fit, he's the best.
Because he can play in a three.
He don't play three though. He's been playing
a four.
But
he can play in a three.
You're talking about someone who's done it for England already. When it was spoken about, I think Tommy Tuchel mentioned Kobbie Mainoo, and it was the fact that he had already done it at the Euros for England already. So he's already pushed himself higher than... ideally, certain players that have played more minutes. Lips, you're dropping your head, but this is what's been said, isn't it? But Luke Shaw's done it for England. Same with certain players. When they have an England shirt, it's a different story, bro.
It's like Maguire.
I'm gonna try and move on, man.
Sorry, I'm gonna try and give you some support there.
Watch names.
It's right. He's done it before. We know that he can do it in England. Shirt on the biggest of stages, finals, all
back
that. He's gonna deliver. This is best season in a long time, especially for like playing games. You get what I'm trying to say? That so his fitness and his injury and stuff like that. If you want someone with experience to go into a competition, he is a really good option at left back.
Sure.
Yeah, Luke Shaw.
I'll
yeah.
be real, yeah. Who's in England's group?
Ghana.
The Ghanaian right back will move to.
Shut up, man. He was pissed when he heard Ghana as well. He still tried it.
Semenyo.
You heard Ghana and you Semenyo. Still tried it.
What, Semenyo's not going to move to him?
Bruv, he played against him the other day.
Man.
Did we not just play?
Man. Or Kudus, he's not going to move to him.
Played against him the other day, got his tea kicker.
Get your England shirts on. Hold on, can I say something? I forgot that England's in... them man's group, you know. I ain't English no more. Until after the World Cup is done.
Well, the group is, just quickly as well, so before to cut you, is Croatia, Ghana, and Panama.
Hey.
I'm even from Panama.
One of my great granddads is from Panama.
See? We're ops.
One
we're
of them,
dead, how many? We're dead ops,
how many am I supposed to have?
What?
Six.
Nah, because he thought he was being smart. Nah, one of them, how many you got? Like,
aliens, aliens. What's all alien business
going on? You can have more than two, brother.
More than two what?
Great-granddads.
So you have eight?
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone has the same amount,
he's
by
an idiot.
Way.
You know, he's like such an idiot. He thought he'd done something there. The maths wasn't
I said yet. One of them. And because I said one of them, he tried to get onto me.
You tried to get
like, I'm only allowed to have
your
one.
Maths, your maths was massive.
Whatever, anyway. Get back in the car.
Back to the England left-back issue. England left-back issuation. The thing is with Luke Shaw. Issuation, isn't it? So... I'm the same with Luke Shaw. It's just like that old school thing, man. You know when you just see that England squad and you just see that guy that's always there. He used to be Beckham. He's sometimes, you know when Rooney got past it. Like, give someone, maybe Hendo, maybe. But he's not always in there. It's just that guy that was always in there. And you're like, come on, man.
What Ronaldo's doing
to Portugal, like. He's holding, look how much names there is, bro. And you're saying,
he's been out
bring
the, team.
The guy like that's got like 30 games in 3 years. Come on, guys, man. Like, we got to move forward.
If you're going off just this season, wouldn't his name be up there?
He's probably played the most out of everyone on
the
list.
It is. It's different if there was a obvious
Lewis Hall.
A successor, if there was an obvious person who's coming through. But there's not an obvious, even with
has
one...
Has he played for Tuchel?
I think Lewis Hall is kind of obvious.
Has he played for Tuchel yet, Luke Shaw?
Lewis Hall.
Has Luke Shaw played for Tuchel?
For Tuchel, no.
So why bring him then? Why is he just exiting up, man? Just sit down, brother. You understand? Just sit down, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Hey, me.
One second, Lippy's trying. Lippy's trying it like he don't know ball, like he don't watch ball.
This is what I'm screaming. I don't know, innit? But I don't know if Lewis Hall has been better than Luke Shaw this season.
Ah, that's a good question.
That's okay, me cool. being real, innit?
Yes, man. That's one up and down.
He is better than him, obviously, going forward. But if you're saying based off this season,
I'll take that argument. Luke Shaw's been good, bro. Luke Shaw's been very good.
But again, if we're going off this season, It's got to be Nico, bro. I'll be real, bruv.
Like, what, O'Reilly?
Yeah, bro.
Would it always be him, even if it wasn't before this weekend?
Bro, Lewis
before
Hall
this
is...
weekend, would
yeah,
it
yeah.
Have been
him? He scored from the midfield this weekend. Bro, I'm not even counting that.
Lewis Hall is Luke Shaw before the terrible injuries. Like, prime Luke Shaw. Like, Lewis Hall's proper.
Nah, he was setting
He's
up
good.
More.
He is good.
I'm just telling you. That's just my opinion, isn't it? I like the
so
guy.
So what we saying? Miles Lewis Skelly, Livermento and Mitchell, they're not in this.
Well, Lewis Skelly, you just told me, Lewis Skelly made his debut and done this stuff. You just told me this is England's left back for the next 10 years. I told you that I don't see it.
Nah, he hasn't done enough this season.
Is he even a left back? He don't look to me like a left back.
He ain't a left back.
If he wants to continue at football at the highest of highest level, we might as well just lock that because he's not getting into midfield.
Why?
Why?
Because at Arsenal.
He's 18, bro.
At Arsenal, nah, man, he's not getting into the midfield. Bro, at a club like Arsenal, they're always going to buy to improve those positions. There's certain positions you can break in
at top teams,
there's certain positions you can break into at top teams, yeah, and centre midfielder at a club like Arsenal is not one of them, bro. It's not old school Fabregas, bro.
Jack Wilshere, yeah,
it's not old school though.
Nico O'Reilly's path into the first team doesn't look like it's just left back, like you're saying, he's getting games centre mid and whatnot. For Lewis Skelly, it looks like it's been set. It's left back or nothing. He ain't getting no opportunities.
I'm saying, just from looking at his gun,
he don't look like he ain't getting any opportunities in that midfield.
He was meant to play midfield the other day, but Calafiori got, was it Calafiori? Yeah, Calafiori got injured and he had to play there, innit?
Adding to that, what them two, sorry to be
careful,
Muppets are saying, yeah?
Because sorry before he said
what I'm saying is, every midfielder that's ever played has broke into a midfield at some time, if they're good enough. So it's just about if he's good enough. It's not about midfielders don't get in.
Hold on.
This kid was a wonder kid. Him and Nwanieri were wonder kids, and it's been spoke of and it's known, if you know the football space, he will be a midfielder, right? But hang on. So he might end up a left back, by the way. But I'm saying, to say to right off midfield is a load of rubbish. Because if you remember, when the Man United youngsters, the Butson that got into their team, they had to get out the...
Goal.
I don't care, but they had to get like Brian Robson's out the team and Paul Ince's. They sold a Paul Ince to make space so it can happen.
It don't matter. But obviously, like, Darren Fletcher made his debut like right wing and that. So I hear you, but what...
And then he ended up playing the centre mid.
I get what Loons is saying. I'm not saying that you can't break into a team in the centre mid if you're a centre midfielder.
That's what he said.
But no, it's harder and it's for the exceptional talents. A lot of the other young boys, they've got a certain level of ability, certain level of athleticism.
This kid made his debut at 18, Mark.
That's why they put him in left back.
But he's just exceptional. No, it's not about not getting it. He's exceptional. He's exceptional.
You see that Fabregas? Fabregas didn't get shooed out to right back or left back. They pushed him in the midfield.
Because he's good
enough. Because he's that level. Skelly clearly...
Now they copy me.
Skelly was good enough. Skelly was good enough to get into the team. He was good enough. He was good enough to get into the team. Yeah, he's an athlete. He can get up and down. So you put him in a position where you can shoehorn him in.
He just said last game he was going to play midfield, bro.
Against who?
Kobe Mainoo.
Cup game.
Look, Kobe Mainoo.
Exactly.
Wigan.
Let's just try it.
See that Max Dalman? If Max Dalman comes into that team, into that Arsenal right team, wing, he's going to be playing in his position.
No, he's
not pushing him left back or right back.
And he plays right wing. So it's the same thing.
He's got him in attacker, but he's not going to shoe him in at a left back, bro.
I just proved my man. Wrong. Yeah. It's a sim and
it's across the midfield. It's not a left back or
what
right back.
What I'm saying is Max Dalman plays central for the men's. He plays right wing. Yeah, same as Miles for us. He plays central. He plays central as a youth. He's come into the thing. He's playing left back.
That's different.
But listen, he plays inverted anyway. Yeah. So what the point I was gonna make is that might go out of his favour in the England team, innit? Because they don't do an inverted left back, innit? They want a traditional overlapping left back. Lapping, not laughing. And I think Nico O'Reilly and Lewis Hall is probably better for that.
Well, but I think
O'Reilly's inverted as well, though.
He is, but at the same time, he can play wide, though. Like, he played out wide. The two goals he scored the other day, I know City played that weird, like, hybrid, like, 1-6 and then three man across the thing. He was on the left-hand side, bro. He plays everywhere.
Anybody want to talk about Livermore? Do you not watch Newcastle?
He's a right back.
He's a right back.
He can play left.
He can play either side. He's not going to be over the lefties. I'd have Jed over him left back.
Who, Livermore?
Yeah. Spence.
Yeah. Nah. I would.
Livermore's an absolute baller, you know.
He is, but he's a bit light, innit? I think Jed is more, when it comes to tournament football, against these guys that are trying to, I think.
Lippy's body in this episode, by the way. He's articulating himself so well. I just want to let you know that. The way that point you just explained there for me, brother.
All right, by the way, just so amazing. You know, in possession at the moment under Tuchel, England are playing a three at the back.
Thank you.
So is that one of the fullbacks does do that then?
So I think whoever it is, it'll be like a swinging.
Oh, so a right, swinging the right back and, so and the left back both invert.
I still think that favours Nico O'Reilly and Lewis Hall, because when he has to be that one that tucks in, Miles, I don't fancy him.
It basically
there.
Keeps your wide players wide. That.
Yeah, I don't fancy him.
Miles shouldn't even be on this list. We're figuring minutes
mean,
for him.
Bro? He's
we need to find out minutes for him.
When's under 23 tournament?
Respectfully, he needs to. Bro, that list is. Everyone there has got respectable minutes in the league.
Livermore.
That's the first thing we have to
base. He's injured, though.
Who?
Livermore.
But when he plays, he's getting the minutes, no?
Yeah.
When fit, he's getting minutes, no?
How many of these get taken? Two?
Three, maybe.
Nah, you take three left backs, you're smoking.
No, but not three out and out left backs.
Don't you remember
bad.
How
not
many right backs they took last time?
They'll either take, yeah, they're either going to take.
Four.
Yeah, I think they'll either take three, like one of the fullbacks, there'll be three of them, I think. They might even be, there's
yeah,
probably
but
be
you know,
three
I know
for
what
both.
You mean. I know what you mean, because you know what? Shaw might go, because it might be Shaw, Hall and Nico O'Reilly, because he doubles up as a midfielder.
Bro, there is no universe and Shaw doesn't go.
And Shaw doubles up as a left-sided centre-back.
Shaw has to go.
Well, Shaw's missed England squads while he's been playing decent.
Yeah, he's
decent,
been missing England squads. He ain't been in them.
I think he has to go still.
And Tuchel's like Chelsea, innit? So he likes what he likes, innit?
Yeah, but he likes what he knows is consistent. Yeah. That's the difference.
I think all gaffers do, bro.
But I'm saying, you know, like some gaffers will be like, you're in good form in the last 6 weeks.
Exactly. This table's
not
rubbish.
Not England. They will do you're in good form. If England done you're in good form, why doesn't Robbie Fowler not have more caps? Why doesn't Ian Wright
have? What do you mean? That's a while ago. But now,
no, I'm just saying in general. We're talking about England.
If we're going now, Miles got in because of that. Because Miles didn't even play he played half the season because it was business end. Got to play for England, score on his debut.
Probably
and that.
The same.
Yeah.
Was it?
You understand?
Did he play for friendlies? Was it a tournament?
Nah, it wasn't a tournament. 2025, isn't it?
Or was it just them runaways? Just I hear it. When it was a tournament, though, I think it's different.
No, bro, focus. Don't do him like that. It's qualifying games. It's qualifying games.
I'm trying to add context. Sorry,
Put your gun down, man. Don't worry, man. I'll
go. Put it down. Might shoot yourself over there, Cheddar Bob. Oi. The table's a Cheddar Bob table, blood.
Yo, poet wearing ass, brother.
Lord have mercy.
Yo. Sparta. Tommy Lee.
I don't know, man. You can't always be right, man. Like, Miles Lewis-Skelly, for me, You know, no. At the end of the day, I believe he can have a career at a top club at left back. That's what I do believe. I can't see him, even if you look at England's midfield, like Declan Rice is a £100 million man. Who's their midfield right now? Who Arsenal, Zubimendi, how much did he cost you?
60.
70. Odegaard, they buy in those positions, bro. They buy exactly big clubs do. So for him to stick around and there's a £60 million man ahead of you, insane.
He might
and,
end
and
up
you
going
can
to
shoot
in that
left back, bro. Just lock in, bro.
No, but we stick. We stick.
One thing I say though, I don't think Hincapié has been amazing, yeah? So if Miles gets ahead of him in the last 10, 11 games and we win something, I think he'll go still.
I hear it.
I think, or that will increase his chances.
Do you think Skelly's going to the World Cup?
Bro, if that happens, that's a big if, yeah? If he gets over Hincapié and he looks like a reason why we won the league,
he's can good, go, bro. Though, bro. He can he's go, good. Bro. You see, when he gets his arm across, yeah, he's got good, like, that bro, timber. Man. He's got that little strong,
tournament
bro.
Football, bro.
So like, it's tricky wingers don't want to buck him. Form.
They can play in different positions. Yeah, well, I'm saying, I think the diverse, well, obviously, yeah, all of them, Nicole Riley and Lewis Hall can do left back and centre mid if they needed.
Lewis Hall,
oh, yeah, he did.
Midfield.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he
can
he
do
did.
Yeah.
Lewis Hall was a midfielder.
He used to be a midfielder.
Livermento can play either side, left or right. Luke Shaw can play left back and centre mid. Sorry, yeah, left back and centre back. Obviously, even Skelly. Skelly could do left back, centre mid. But I don't think any of them, I don't think like the Skellys, Nicole O'Reilly or Lewis, well, I don't think they'll get an opportunity in centre mid.
No way.
Regardless of what's happened. Luke Shaw could get an opportunity in centre back if they play three at the back.
Yeah. So what would you do with the centre midfield then, if all of that?
Out of curiosity.
Yeah, yeah, a little curiosity.
What? How many of them's going? What, four places?
Four?
No, it's got to be like six. Yeah, it's got to be like six.
the skinny squad.
I'm not counting the wingers. I'm talking about just to play. Just
yeah, bros, four centre midfielders. Tired, like they're Gaffer, I've got cramp.
I wasn't even counting like the tens and that. I'm just saying like the two.
He keeps moving the goalposts.
Yeah. Six.
Very clever,
man. How's it six?
Bro, two number sixes. And two right side eights, two left side eights, or whatever you're doing.
Or maybe eights six. And tens. No yeah. matter how you
he's
do
gonna
it,
play three,
there's
four,
five
two,
or
one.
Six.
Yeah, bro.
Minimum five.
Yeah.
Minimum.
There's going to be two left wingers, two things, and there's four in the middle.
And two strikers.
That's eight people. So four of them, so the centre mids I'm talking about. you need Declan.
Cobby.
Anderson.
I'm going Declan, Anderson.
Palmer. No, Bellingham. Way. Bellingham.
In the ten.
Wharton.
What?
Oh, he's
can I be real, man. Yeah? So you're saying Declan Rice, Anderson and Wharton?
For the midfielders?
Yeah.
I need one more as well.
No, starting. It? Starting, though.
Oh, just a starting.
Because you have to remember, some of the tens can play out wide as
everyone
well.
Can play everywhere
go.
Now. That's the difference.
The Morgan Rodgers, I'm not even counting him as a centre midfielder. There's like a 10
he
winger,
is, though,
an attacker.
He's not going to play out front.
Does Rodgers go?
Yes.
What?
Morgan.
What? Does Cole Palmer go?
Rogers starts. Bro. Yeah, yeah, Rogers starts.
Does Cole Palmer go?
Palmer goes.
It's gonna
really?
Be
Rogers goes.
50 and 100.
So the three is what? Bellingham, Rice, Anderson, I'll take.
But what, starting? That's your starting midfield three.
That is poor.
That's poor, man. It's not close.
You think, Menace, what do you think?
That free, I don't rate that free.
That's poor. That's poor.
I'm going to be real.
It's combative. It's very combative.
Yeah, yeah, that's
sideways.
Warzone.
Libby, bear sideways.
Yeah, it's not, Warzone. It's so. No, yeah, Battlefield. It's Battlefield.
That's all right. That's cool. You don't have to agree with me, but I want to go around. I want to. What's your starting free?
My starting three, I'd ask Rice to do a six job.
He has to try.
Yeah, he has to.
No, in fact, no. I'm gonna say.
That's what I want, and I need a progressive midfielder.
I just asked for three names.
Kobbie Mainoo. I'm gonna say Kobbie Mainoo on one side, and it's gonna have to be Morgan Rodgers, man. On form, that in that Odegaard 10 role for me. That's creation.
Okay, that's
there's
fine.
Strength, got,
that's
legs.
It. That's it. You done it.
Yeah.
Let me get your three players, please. England starting midfield three.
Mainoo, Rice, Bellingham.
Mainoo,
Rice, Bellingham.
If he's fit.
But
he's
what not, I said was so
if
terrible.
If he's not fit. If Bellingham's not there, I'll go Palmer.
Centre mid.
It's his choice. Just leave him. Go on.
So
give me
I've
a
got
three.
Two out of your three.
I'm gonna go the same. If Bellingham's fit, Bellingham, Rice, Mainoo. And if he's not, then I'm putting Palmer in.
Two of my three, I'm fine.
Bellingham.
Okay,
Rice.
Well, yeah, Bellingham, Rice, Anderson. Elliot Anderson has to play in that team for me.
Elliot, Anderson, Rice, Bellingham. And if Bellingham's not there, I think it's important to say, like you say, it's definitely Cole Palmer. 50 goals in 100 games.
He's a tournament man as well.
81 assists in 141, and he's hardly, like, he's been injured. Like, he ain't even got out of fourth gear.
Who?
Palmer. I hear
He's a bad man.
I hear it.
Absolute bad
man. Go on, Lippy.
I'll go fully left, you know. I'll go Wharton, Rice, Rogers.
Wharton, Rice, Rogers.
Yeah, Wharton, six.
Do you know what's scary, though? All of these midfields are like this, they'd get the same score. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like an 8 out of 10.
It's the same.
Morgan Rogers is a box crasher. He is a box crasher. He's got that, man. He's got that at shot shoots, I'm not, outside the box.
Like,
good
player. I'm not saying Arsenal midfield's perfect, but I'm like, the idea of a holder, a ball-winning eight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a deep, yeah, deep. Like a, yeah, and then a box crasher. I think that's good for tournament football. Yeah,
here's someone
yeah.
that we ain't spoke about. Earlier in the season, we was talking about Eze's chances for the call-up. He's bagged the brace the other day, right in front of Tuchel. Does Eze get a call-up to the England squad?
No.
I'll take him.
I think I would.
He should go. 100%.
I think he should go.
I think he's now, because that position there, it's like Eze, Palmer, Rogers, Foden.
The problem is,
like, I'm taking three of them, and I'm going to drop where him.
Where does he play? Because it's easier to take him if you take him off the left.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. He ain't played there much for us.
Andy Gordon Rashford. He's not making the 10. He's not playing in the 10.
But he's like a sly third option. And he's central as well. So it's like, you understand?
You take him as one of the three.
Yeah, if he plays on the left for England, I ain't seen
England's
him.
Taking Anthony Gordon and Marcus Rashford on that left.
There's more space because you could take Rashford as a left wing and use him as a nine. So you can free up space. There's more space.
It's gonna be Kane and Ollie Watkins the nines.
Now, I personally think, even though we've just slapped Palmer in the middle, Palmer will be on that side. Yeah, on the right side, like, as an option, or Saka. In this England squad, how many names are nailed on? Kane,
Bowen.
Huh?
What?
Never. You're not going.
Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me.
He's not going.
Hang on. So can I have some? So, because you lot have been talking enough, yeah. So I'm going to set up a little scenario here. A little scenario that he just set up for MLS, and he said if he comes into the team, if we win the league, all right. So there's no ifs about our last six games, the goal involvements that Bowen's been involved in. So he's one of the most informed players at the moment, setting up free scoring two, right? He's one of the most informed players this side of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's February.
That matters.
So if we do stay up and it's a great escape, that's what it will be because we was dead and buried. You lot told me that. And he's pivotal in that. He goes to the World Cup. That's all I'll say.
Okay, fair enough.
That's not what I said. I said, who's nailed on? Like, who starts?
I'm not taking no... I'll be honest. I ain't taking
he's
no
nailed
guy
on.
I'm not taking no guy that's just scraped relegation, man. Just chill, man. Gather your
how
bearings.
How many names in the England team are guaranteed to start?
Pickford.
Pickford.
Rice.
Gahey.
Gahey.
One voice.
He's asking everyone. Saka.
Nah.
Saka is
pretty
Hundo.
Sure.
He's
Hundo.
Not starting, definitely.
Yes, he is.
For England, he is, man.
Yes, he is.
You saying on Arsenal form?
Yes, he is.
Bro, Bowen is starting.
No, like, just, nah, man, I'm a
Who's
real
Who's better
you.
Than Bowen?
This is, bro, I think England, you know what it is? Maybe the first game.
He's not starting,
I'm
bro.
Screaming, if Saka don't do something, second game,
bro.
That's Cole Palmer, bro.
It's not Arsenal.
Exactly. No, it's not Arsenal. At Arsenal, he plays no matter what.
No, but
Arsenal.
He plays no matter what for England.
So what,
bro.
Saka benches Palmer?
Yeah.
I think first game.
Absolutely.
First game.
Can he play them both?
Yeah, if you do Palmer, but I just think Rodgers is better suited to start.
It's just power, man. It's what you need in there, man. Sometimes it's not always about...
Rodgers on the right?
No, man, through
central.
The middle.
Rodgers can play on the left as well.
If anything, you have two inside forwards, man, and put Palmer on the right if you want to etch him in and drop Saka, but...
Because he's played in that box midfield, it gives him so much space to drive, and then he's still got someone in front of him. But this shape, we know how England plays, relatively boring. It's kind of boring, isn't it? Like, teams sit back against you, da-da-da-da-da. At least Villa, everyone goes there and has a goal.
So talking of Villa, it's a good transition. How has Rodgers done recently?
That's a good question.
Being quiet.
Because you lot are like all hyping because of Harry done the first
about, but 14 games. But to be fair, Villa haven't been great. Villa haven't.
14 games.
Yeah, Reese are like decent. 14 games what?
I think Villa ain't been great, innit? Like, I don't think that makes their good players not good anymore. Because you have to remember, they've had injuries. He's had guys around him that ain't been there. Joe Kamara's been hurt and all these man.
So why are we doing, so obviously he was in form, and then we were like, yeah, he's going, he's the best, he's unreal. But now he's not in form, we're saying, but hang on, it doesn't make him not a bad player. So why doesn't that stand for Foden or Palmer or Eze or any of these other players?
I said Eze's the
I'm not talking to you.
So are you looking at me though?
No, I've got glasses on. I'm not looking at you. Are you mad? That's a Stevie Wonder thing. I was not looking at you. I was not looking at him, you know? I wasn't looking
at
him.
You're looking at him.
Look at him.
I've got glasses on, it's insane. Man said, he's looking at me, I've got glasses on.
Now, but honestly,
I'm
though,
not looking at you.
What he has, I think what he has over, who did you say, Foden and Eze,
yeah.
I think since the beginning of last season, like he's kind of carried the form through. It's only been recent.
Wait
recent
a second, Foden starts.
Foden is like, Foden.
Starts?
Where?
Listen, Foden is the golden child, almost.
Foden starts.
So what would Foden have to do to get dropped by this country? Because I'm telling you, I'm of the mindset of what Dan's on. Forget his form, forget what's going, forget all of that. That's got nothing to do, forget rhyme and reason and logic.
He's English.
Foden starts.
No, he don't.
And he might even start in the 10.
Oh, you're being realistic.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about your team.
No.
You better say, we're saying it's Rodgers, Bellingham, this one, it's going to be Phil. It's going to be Phil, isn't it?
What would Foden have to do to get dropped?
Minjury.
Big one.
Yeah. Minjury. So Minjury. I think if you take, I don't want to talk out of term here, yeah, but if you was to actually condense the form of certain players in the league, there was a period where Foden, I think, again, I might be wrong here, but he scored 7 in a row.
It was firing early this season. Firing.
I don't know if it was early.
Not at the start.
It wasn't just the start. It was a, yeah, there was a gap and then he started firing.
It's not long enough. He's been terrible this season.
I don't know.
He's like the third sub.
He ain't doing it, bro. And I'm not saying that didn't happen, but I'm saying that's not enough to set any standard. It was a little blip of good form, little purple patch. He's not been good.
What game? Was it Newcastle they played? He came on like 91st minute or something like that.
He's been getting dragged all season.
I remember in the World Cup. This is a while back against, it was against France. It was against France? France,
when we lost.
England. Yeah.
2-1.
And they started folding wide left over Rashford, I think. And it's like you said, that was the beginning of the golden
child. Yeah, but you've killed him by starting him wide.
Yeah, no, but exactly. It was forcing him in.
What he's saying is they're going to shoehorn him in
exactly.
Anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
The number that they've done on us, the social media and the back pages and that and these reporters, it's definitely kind of worked on, man, because it's like the England team slightly don't feel right without folding in it.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what?
It don't feel right without folding in it. I'll be real.
I think this England team is confusing there, yeah, because there are so many good players, but if you don't get the right combination,
Won't work.
So what I'm saying, like, I'm not sure what the right combo
can
is.
Can I ask you something? Has that always been the case
yes.
for England? Well, these men are, they got the coldest guys, but it's just, I remember Lampard and
it's
Gerrard.
It's a Rubik's Cube, bro.
4-4-2. It's just, but do you know what it is, yeah? The reason why this might not happen is they don't have an English gaffer.
Yes.
Yeah? So he might, exactly. He's going to go beyond the, you feel me? Because same way before, a good gaffer would have been able to have a midfield of Gerrard, Lampard. Maybe not Scholes as well, but they could go to a tournament with them three and make it work game by game. England trying to force the thing.
I think Scholes is the best one to play.
Boys, you've gone too far back. With Southgate, we had Southgate and we got to finals. He actually found that balance.
Man, I'm not cussing him, but I'm saying he's still forced in Foden. Like, he's doing the...
Yeah, stop shoving, like shoving a circle into a square hole, innit?
Yeah.
This England team has always had the same problem in terms of getting it right. Like, football-wise... And when you get someone like a Kobbie Mainoo, he's the one that is maybe the difference in there. You know, like everyone else is a bit of an engine. Da, da, da. Kobbie's the one that can actually make this. He's not like them.
He's not English.
He's not English. Yeah. You're right.
You know what it is, You see, I think international teams, are like a mirror of the domestic league, yeah? So like when the Spanish league was popping, Spain were dominating, yeah?
even when the Prem is dominating, England, they can't seem to get it right. That's because certain positions, certain profiles, English players just aren't them. So like the deep line playmaker, we got Wharton now, but it's still different.
It's
you understand?
It's Cobbie.
That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying, Cobbie. Because he's looking like that kind of, we thought it was Wilshere.
Saying Cobbie, by the way. Cobbie. No, I was talking to Loon.
Is it Cobbie?
It's Cobbie Maynard. Yeah, it's Cobbie.
I thought it's Cobbie.
It's Cobbie.
I went to school with him, innit? It's Cobbie.
Big friend, you know, man.
In general, this is a team where you've got too many players that you think deserve to play in this team based on their form. But they don't really, like, even if they don't fit, some of it is that you have to drop the best player.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't quite fit. Like, you don't fit.
Can I tell you my theory? That's before we crack on, right? You mentioned about possession based, yeah? I just want to prove something to you, right? So you I'm looking at you now, right? Look. I was looking at Dan that whole time.
That's the first time you've done that. This guy's a fool, you know?
Yeah, so please, don't feel I'm always looking at you. Yeah?
Do you know how much that hurt him? Do you know how much that hurt your eyes? His eye bun up in there. Eye bun up.
I got a lazy eye. Rick Ross. All right, listen, here's my theory, and you're not going to like, listen to my actual theory, please. Take it in, right.
Bun that up.
If England want a possession-based team, right, I don't think the worst thing, right, and it's not about our best players and all that. These are the people that keep the ball the best. Mm. So if you had a midfield three in the way that Arsenal do it, so I think you could do Walton, Anderson, Palmer. We don't lose the ball. And I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy, but no, I'm saying they don't lose
Anderson
the ball.
Loses the ball.
Man.
Anderson,
that's
cap. Anderson loses the ball.
He does. He lost the ball a few times against Liverpool.
But that's Anderson, because he's the only one progressing the ball in that Forest side. He don't have to play the same way in England.
But part of this game,
Mark, I'm talking to you. That's Forest. Hey, Mark, you listening?
Hey, he was holding it.
No, but you know what it is, yeah?
I watched the game.
He wasn't mad against.
He was holding it. He was everywhere. He was cold.
Everywhere's not where you want him to be.
It is, trust me.
The difference between him, between Anderson and Wharton for me, yeah? In Anderson's best performances, he still gives the ball away a lot because he's always trying to progress, you understand? Whereas Wharton now, in his worst performances, when he's done a couple of balls that ain't worked, he's regressed and said, cool, I'm going to keep it. Yeah, you understand? Whereas Anderson don't have that. And I don't think... Yeah, right. I don't know.
I do understand what you're saying about having people that keep the ball, but you also have a problem if you have midfielders that all just keep the ball. You just play in the triangle. But you still need different profiles of players.
I still think Walton and Anderson, because they could either, by the way,
Anderson can
they still do forward passes. And you're right, when they are in a team that they're really trying this relegation and they're having to sort of keep holding the ball more, because you saw, if you watched the game, Anderson was like,
so you would bare
time telling them.
No.
I'm saying if you wanted the complete ball composure midfielders, them three there that I just named are the three for me, and even Palmer gives the ball away.
You don't drop
trying.
Declan, though.
You don't drop. Jude, but I'm just saying they're different. If we wanted to do where it's not about names and it's about the actual players, them three are our best.
I think I make you right for half of it. Yeah, I think you need a Cobbie Maynard in the team. Genuinely.
Kobe too.
Yeah, I think you need to have Hendo. Someone like him.
Can I ask you the question though?
Yeah.
Is he too light for that England midfield?
No, I think he's all right.
Too lightweight for you?
We've seen it already.
Maybe not lightweight, but like, maybe it's an intensity thing.
We've seen it already, bro.
He's a powerful runner, I get what you mean, but if they're going to hold possession the way he does and recycle the ball, I suppose that might combat that.
But I'm saying this England team for a long time, especially when it's had Bellingham, Rice, Henderson, or whatever it is in there, it's crash bang.
They need something, innit?
You know what I'm saying? You need a little bit more tactical sometimes, just something to slow it down, have a look. When you have players like Cobbie, they don't come around too often.
You have to play them.
And you can have a Rice next to him.
You know, my bad yet, Mark.
I don't think you can play Rice and Bellingham in the same team, though.
It's Gerard Lampard. Personalities.
It's Gerard Lampard.
They are.
It's Rice and Bellingham is
like
Gerard Lampard.
Humble main guy against the Hollywood main guy. They clash.
They're not even the same though.
No, they're not. It's not about them, but Gerard and Lampard aren't the same. It's just they don't help. Like, they don't. You need. Yeah, they don't compete.
Bellingham and Rice could play in the same team where Gerrard and Lampard is a bit more difficult because you're going to have to suppress
Who would the
Stevie.
Six be? Wharton?
You'd have to... No way, bro.
Who? Kobe.
Bro, the six will have to be
it
Rice,
It can't
bro.
Be Rice.
It will have to
be I was telling you
Rice.
From the last tournament, Wharton should have been a six from the last tournament, bro.
Can my argument be... That Declan Rice can't be England's six.
I think Kobe's the six.
No way. No way.
I think he's the metronome.
No, he's the link midfielder. He can't be the six.
Can't be the six.
He must be. He's got all the talent.
It's got to be Wharton, bro.
That's why he can't be the six for United. Metronome. Why can't he be the six for England?
The Mezzala.
That's the across one.
Exactly.
That's Rice.
You know what it is? If I'm a right back or a left back and I'm obviously feeding the ball into my DM or whatever.
It's got
to
be Rice.
I would prefer it to be Kobe than any of these other names. I'm telling you. Just
I'm not even buying the Adam Wharton
thing. Adam Wharton, bro.
No way, man. Come on, man.
You don't watch enough football. You don't watch Palace. When's the last time you watched Palace play 90 minutes for you to talk about Adam Wharton like this?
Nah,
you
but
don't.
But Wharton plays how we play.
Fair enough. Okay, cool.
Whatever.
No, I'm just saying though, you do stuff like this, but you don't watch these men play.
You, man, he's okay, man, but starting for England,
you say
insane,
it openly,
man.
Admittedly, that like, you're not watching Palace versus Forest, bro. You're not watching 90 minutes of that game, Palace Brighton. You're not doing it.
Have you seen Kobe play lone six before?
No, not lone six. I don't.
I haven't. I'm not saying this a myth. I'm just saying I haven't.
They tried him in the six, just under Ten Hag, no? Yeah, I think
I
so,
hear
yeah.
I what you're saying.
I don't know what alone means, but I've seen him in the six.
Alone means alone.
We've seen him in the six before, bro.
But I don't trust England. It's as simple as that. I need the six to at least be a ball winner a little bit.
Someone check England's possession stats. England, I think, are ranked second in
it's
the world.
It's
got
to be Declan Rice then, man, on a Busquets team.
Declan Rice in a six, he's an eight, man.
I've watched him play six for West Ham. Thank you.
Bloody hell. He's not doing it at Arsenal at that level.
He was the best six in the league when he played there.
The best six at West Ham.
In the league.
Rodri was still there.
Million. That's why he cost 100 million. It's going to make your team win the league, Rude Boy. Allow it.
Bro, he can't even take the ball on the turn.
That's a myth.
You quoting Scorching.
Yeah, man.
I'm just telling you.
No, but you that watching.
He's
dynamic. He's box to box. He's not sit at the base.
He's not
England. If England are going to play this swinging back three, swinging back four, which is a back three in possession, yeah? It leaves two sixes in front. Yeah, which for me is Rice and Maney.
Would you man swing?
Bro, and also, do you know what it is? You're forgetting, guys. England are ranked second in the world, yeah? Or definitely second favourites to win this thing. Most teams that England buck.
They're not second favourites.
England will be better than most teams they buck, yeah? So I'm talking they will have the majority of possession and they will be in control of the game. It will look like they are in control. You don't need...
Dan, have you forgot you need, England? We never
might,
really do that.
I was just about
that.
To say, they might beat Panama 2-1 or something.
Yeah,
these men are fried, bro.
No, but is, no way, it's a new generation. This is why you don't bring none of the old rear guard and all that old-ish. Like, unless they're good enough, they go. Because you see the young boys, these young boys know how to win because they've won with the 23s. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. If you keep on bringing, like respect for Luke Shaw's and you keep like, just because he's Luke Shaw, he's got to earn it, bro.
He's earned it.
No, but I'm saying like Lewis Hall and there's others in it. So have an open mind to it. I'm not saying there's the England gaffer. You get what
I'm
saying?
Wow, but I'm open mind.
Don't be bringing... All right, cool, man. It's an Enfield man up, you know. He's a man that mad, isn't it?
boys.
He's a man over there.
Boys, can I just make an announcement?
Mm.
Because last episode, Craig Mitch said some derogatory things about my family member, my cousin, yeah? And while he's not here, I just want to say, like, Craig Mitch, yeah?
I hear that, man.
That's it.
Is he?
Yes, Craig. What? Now you said it's not what you said, bro.
Bro, you don't demand when you tell people off, bro. You've been rude all season, you know.
No one's family
this
member.
This thing was mental. What I saw was KG, that racism. Bro, you don't get to choose when you tell people fire. F off, bro.
Racism.
Brother, you're on, bro. I'm chatting to, as I speak right now, I'm not even looking at you.
Let's speak to HR.
I watched that yesterday. Hey, I watched something yesterday. It was a 2-hour documentary.
Did he say something racist to EJ?
Who's EJ?
Evil Jad.
Oh, that's an EJ. EJ's
I watched a 2-hour doc yesterday on why Asian people's eyes
what?
Do you see what we mean?
Do you see what we mean? Management.
Oh, watch my history. Watch my history.
The real reason Asians have smaller eyes.
But wait.
Because I wanted
to
know.
That's the title.
Yes.
And you press click. No, this is why you're. What's this is why you are. The real reason Asians have smaller eyes. And you press play.
Oh, that's the title of the video.
I said, and you press play. You search for that. That ain't algorithm.
How many views?
93,000.
In what, a week?
No one's even intrigued.
2 months.
Can I ask you, do you lot think England have a chance?
Yeah. According to the odds makers,
Italy got more of a chance winning the World Cup.
Really?
Only because they're Italy.
They didn't qualify, bro.
Still got more of a chance. I see England the way you lot see Arsenal. Like, yeah, they're good and rare, but it's just when it gets
to Arsenal.
No, but at the same time, when it gets to like March, you don't rate Arsenal.
Wait.
Arsenal are great in November.
England are Arsenal.
Yeah.
Simple.
But England are Arsenal. Fantastic.
Wicked,
but
when it matters, it don't matter. When it's time to matter, it don't matter. How are you losing to Italy in the thing? Italy.
Come on, my brother. Arsenal win the league.
Here we score first.
I'm going to say it here. You know, I'm going to go down finish
Arsenal
it.
Arsenal win the league. England are going to win the World Cup.
Do you hear that, England?
Yes.
It's directly
joined.
Let me land why England ain't going to win the World Cup.
No.
Because we're not jinxing the...
Exactly, allow it, man.
We're not jinxing the...
I'm just saying what I'm saying, bro. Right. That France squad, I've seen like 6 different alternative lineups.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Broski.
It's crazy. I
reckon England beat the 15.
Can I say though, you see Dembele?
Not the 6th!
Alright, Dan. The 5th. You see Dembele though, this is their star man, right? I think it was 2 games ago, he got subbed off in the 26th minute.
Yeah. Injured.
No, he wasn't.
No, France, you see the problem that we're talking
about? My boy.
No, bro.
Let him talk.
The problem England have, France have times a million, bro.
What's that?
There's just too much quality and there's no
England's
balance.
England's got too much quality.
No, the Trumps is the issue. No, but hear this. When I say too much quality, it's like too much luxury almost. Like there's not, their good players are almost all, not, I can't explain
bro,
it.
Bro, they can have Tchouaméni, Camavinga sitting. No,
and Kone for Roma. You lot know Kone for Roma. Man,
yeah.
Kone's
not all that, bro.
And
Rabiot's still going to start.
He came from Gladbach. It's
and Kante.
Bro, they just want man to win the ball and give it to the talent, bro.
Do you know what it is? There's no bare teams, especially England, don't have real standout players. Like, you're looking at all them left backs. No one even knows who's the best one. All the right backs, we're still arguing about who's the right one. At least that's a better standard, though. Centre backs.
No nail on.
They're not. Like, same. You see, like England, yeah? France players turn up to tournaments and don't. They don't play how they played in the season, bro.
Bro, they win
now,
the
I remember
World Cup.
No, that happened once, yeah? And then, yeah, the second time they got to the final.
Do you know what we have got? Hey, can I be honest? We have genuinely got one of the top players in the world, like, but we mean it now. See when we said it before over the years, like, we got the best this.
Who, Bellingham?
No. Harry Kane.
Oh, that's been the case, yeah.
No, but yeah. It's a different thing now, because before, the only player that I would have said over the years, he's the actual best left back in... No, it's Ashley Cole.
Okay.
Even when Rooney was doing his thing, you had the Ronaldinhos, you had these other men around at the time. Ashley Cole was, for me,
Gerrard
the best left back.
Gerrard.
I think Kane right now...
Real's been the best centre back in the world in the England shirt before.
But again, when they get in the England shirt, it doesn't matter anymore. I've never seen... Like, I remember Rooney at tournaments, bad. Mm. You understand? Yeah, Ashley Cole and that, they'll be all right.
He had one good tournament.
He went great in tournaments, especially knockouts. When it comes time for knockouts,
because England are bad. It's not about him. It's England are bad.
Euros in a World Cup, I think, or 2 Euros.
Tournament football is different. We all know it.
When he was beating with Ronaldo. He was decent.
Bro, at every level, get down to Sunday League. Yeah. Cup matches
are different.
I don't know what it is, but it is simple.
You just need to lock in, bro. That's it.
No, but it's
another different kind of lock in, though. It's a different kind of lock in.
Even when we go on holiday, when we go sunbathing, we're different, aren't we? Like, you know, it's different.
All right, who wants to talk about Arsenal versus Chelsea?
I do.
Me.
All right, crowd, let us know what you think about our England conundrum. Who you think should be starting? Who you think should be going? How well they're gonna do, all that kind of stuff.
Who's the wild comments. Quickly, just before we move on to Arsenal Chelsea, who's the wild card? Someone's gonna go in this squad.
Yeah.
That no one's expecting.
Yeah.
That every tournament there's one.
Go around the table. That's a good question, Dan. We'll produce.
I got one. Wan-Bissaka.
Yeah.
Coastian.
Well done.
He plays for Congo. Yeah. I lied.
Knowledge.
Wan-Bissaka. He doesn't play for
anyone. I'm gonna say Curtis Jones.
Okay.
I think your boy will go, you know.
Rio.
Curtis Jones.
Nah, to you Sobisa. That win Leverkusen.
Kanza.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, I ain't seen him 1 minute, but I just think he'll randomly go. I think he'll randomly go.
Yeah, he's in the squad anyway, ain't he?
You want to go because I'm thinking?
No, you go.
What I'm thinking?
No, you go.
I don't want to spoil it.
Take back Curtis Jones while y'all thinking. Take it back. Rio Nagamoa.
No way.
You're doing that rash.
That feel like Theo.
Oh my God, I've got it.
What, not
can I, are we allowed to mention this year?
Hey, go on.
Oh, no, that's Ickenbauer.
I tried to buy him a Football Manager. The FA said no.
Is it?
Have you seen Bin Laden's son's a baller?
Huh?
He kicks ball.
I heard he's got land in Jamaica as well, you know?
Oh, shut up, Dan.
I swear
down. I'm trying to make them go to Jamaica.
Hey, right, we're getting very political. Can we stop that and move? We're a football show. And I just want to say that my surprise package.
Excuse me?
Come on, man.
Is Lewis Miley.
Newcastle.
Newcastle, yeah.
That stunk.
Hipsterish.
Older. He farted.
Maybe last season for the landing of
this. He's been playing unbelievable this year.
He's good, though. He's good though. He's like a shit. Good profile. Right. He's athletic. He's tall. He's big. He can move.
They're all that now.
I would say Bowen goes.
That's not a surprise.
All right, listen,
he's the
guys,
best left midfielder in the world.
Big
left.
Game. All right, guys, big game coming up. Arsenal, Chelsea. Obviously, Chelsea can't buy a win against Arsenal at the moment. I don't know how long it's been. However, one thing I do know is that Chelsea are pricks. And you see when it's time. To spoil the party. This is what Chelsea do. Loons, what do you reckon?
Yeah, you made Gerrard slip, so I know you did.
They can't do it. Tottenham
as well.
We stopped Tottenham winning the league. All I know is, bear the games that Chelsea played against Arsenal, I'm not even sure Arsenal deserve to win.
Can I interject?
Yeah.
You know who you're going to stop from winning the league, right? You play City. The game after the Carabao League Cup final. So you're going to, that's who you're stopping from winning the league. This game here is acceptance that life is real.
What?
Nah, it's acceptance, bro. It's acceptance.
Do you know what? Let me even
I don't know what we're accepting.
Maybe they do win.
I think we'll win that game.
Maybe they do win.
But it don't.
They're winning this game, bro.
It don't matter, though. Yeah. In the grand scheme of things, obviously we have to win, but it doesn't matter. Just like Tottenham, we have to win all our games.
The difference is you're 10 million times better than Tottenham. That was always going to be 3 points.
I hear it, but this is at home.
Liam Rossini is going to put together a tactical masterclass. Remember, he's got a plan.
You messed up your corners nearly.
Just for Arsenal.
You ain't done the same corner
every
since.
Every time we play you, we play better than them anyway.
But Chelsea don't win this game, bro.
I don't mind it. I'll take a draw.
They don't lose it.
The points that people are looking at for Arsenal to drop won't be these big teams, bro. Only us. It won't be. It will be the games you don't expect them to drop points. Poet found out the other day.
This ain't gonna be an easy game, bro. But it's. I think we'll do it.
Lippy, let me ask you this. So for me, if you don't beat Chelsea, like that Tottenham game is nothing because, as Dan said, we all expected that. Like we all expected it. The bookies, you as the favourite. You've done what you're supposed to do, which, by the way, is still doing something, right? Because people don't do what they're supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
He basically said speed it up.
Mm. But if you don't get the win against Chelsea, that means nothing. Now this is it.
Yeah. Every match is it.
Yeah.
Every single match is it.
It's true.
We celebrated the Tottenham thing. The next morning, it's done, bruv. We have to keep winning. And that is because we dropped points at Wolves.
We if stopped we didn't, you winning the league before.
Bro.
And we're going to do it again. You got us two games before
do you know
the
what?
Season.
I hope that don't happen. But you did, something. You did. But yeah. I'm hoping.
You stop United.
Because
well.
this is where it is, yeah? It's the Carabao Cup final. Then they play you lot. I'm not sure where it is. Then they play us again, yeah? If we win the League Cup final, yeah? I think they'll go into the Chelsea match shaky and then they'll come into the Arsenal match rattled,
but
bro.
But what if they win?
No, Dennis.
If they
Cook,
win the Carabao.
I've said it.
I said whoever wins the Carabao wins the league. I said that.
Nah, we can win the Carabao Cup
and not win
the league.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if they win the Carabao Cup, they're winning the league.
Yeah.
Because they'll win the game at the Etihad
in 2 weeks.
Me and Dan
think you're going to win the league anyway.
You don't win the league though, anyway.
I hope we do. But
so do I.
It's dark, man. It's difficult.
I hope you do as well. Don't worry, you're not on your own.
I hope
brother.
You lot do. What, I think you lot will.
I think they have to. I can't keep saying this every year, but it's like, you have to win this next year or this is the last chance ever. Like, you're done.
I don't think, but you've said that every year. I don't think it's our last chance.
And the first year I said it.
I don't think it's our last
chance. The second year you didn't win it. And the third year you didn't win it.
We can, bro. We, yeah.
Like, you've been close, but this, I never said you weren't going to challenge. I said you weren't going to win it.
This league is so scary, yeah? For the next, like, 3-4 seasons, it's like the most serious team's just going to do it, and it's just going to be everyone else. So you could come second a lot of times in this next couple years, bro. You understand? We've just done it. You get me? And it's,
that don't mean
it's
nothing.
Not
so
the same. Exactly.
If you,
exactly.
If you came second the next 3 years in a row, then what I'm saying is
simple.
Right.
Nah, facts.
You get me? Hey, what boys, you
saying, Kev? I know we're going to end the show and that. But something important popped up. So I think you lot, with the jokes that you lot have been telling about Kev reform, Steve-O reform and all of that.
What's reform?
Reform Kev. You call me Reform Kev.
Yeah, yeah? KG said it. And me.
That's KG.
Since then, I've been getting things pop up on my phone.
About reform?
Yeah, and also
are you going
they posted through my letterbox.
That's reform. Got nothing to do with that.
That means you're on their mailing list.
Yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with us. That's algorithm.
And I don't know what to do.
Where do you live where you live though, innit? Yeah, that's normal.
You've got to play the game
go
though.
Go to a local meeting.
Drink.
KKK meeting.
To go.
I reckon you can get quite high up in reform.
You know Nigel's near me. He's from Clacton.
That's
from
why you're getting the mailing list,
yeah, you'll definitely get.
Do you know what? You can run that place.
You can give them the black vote. Like
you can run that place.
That's what I'm thinking.
Spartans.
You don't even want to hear my plan. Infiltrate. Mad. My plan is mad.
You get lost in there.
Lippy's got a plan. Though.
What's that one? Oh, my
ex. Don't believe it. Hey, Steve-O's not the one you want to send in there, you know?
He'll bought our mission.
He'll kill us.
He'll kill us, yeah. He'll bought our mission.
Start slamming out the giant.
Have you seen the Sikh man with the Union Jack? Yeah. With the Union Jack? Sorry in that.
That's him.
That's Steve-O.
Did you say Union Jack? Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
Hey, like, comment, subscribe, hype, share, all of that.
Like,
hey, we post content on a Tuesday and Friday. I don't know if anyone said that. Make sure you subscribe.